This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello, and welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. This mini episode is brought to you by The Happiness Project, the book that I wrote that got me started down my long road to happiness. I can't resist mentioning The Happiness Project was a number one New York Times bestseller and was on the bestseller list for 2 years. If you want to learn more about it, go to my website, GretchenRubin.com. So I recently read a book by Delia Ephron called Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog, etc. And Delia Ephron is a writer and a screenwriter, and she's also the sister of Nora Ephron, who's the very well-known American journalist and screenwriter, novelist, director from Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle. She wrote the novel Heartburn, which I love. And in this book, Delia Ephron writes an essay called Losing Nora, which is about her relationship with her sister Nora and her reaction to her sister's death. And Nora Ephron clearly comes across as quite a large character. And Delia Ephron explains of the nature of her relationship with her sister Nora, the intimacy that wasn't the intimacy of, I'll tell you what I'm really feeling, but was the intimacy of, I'll open your refrigerator and take whatever I want. And I thought that was an interesting distinction. And it reminded me of something that people say about things like Facebook, you know, like, oh, who's a real friend? And how can any person have 500 friends? And is this a real friend? And what does it mean to like this person? Because it seems to me that there are lots of kinds of intimacy. There are lots of kinds of friendships, lots of kinds of relationships. And they can all enrich our lives in their different ways. There are lots of kinds of love. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.